Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah, which is now Mishnah Gimel of the second Perek. Actually, it's Mishnah Bet of the second Perek. Mitrapin Mehen Ripui Mamona Avalo Ripui Nefashot. Which means you can get medical attention from Akum if it's ripui mamon, but not ripui nefashot. We'll see what that means. You cannot get a haircut from them anywhere. If it's in a public area, it's okay. Clearly, the concern is that they're going to hurt you or kill you. But not privately. Okay. My ripui mamon, my ripui nefashot. So immediately ask the question that we asked. What do these terms mean? If you think it means to pay them, ripui nefashot b'chidam, ripui nefashot just means to ask them to do it for free, that you can't do. So, li'ni mitrapin mehen b'schar, v'lo b'chidam, so say it that way. Ela, ripui mamon means, davar she'en bo sakana, something that's not dangerous, that you're allowed to do. Meaning, there's no life-threatening thing. Ripui nefashot means davar she'esh bo sakana, something that involves danger. Meaning, that since it's life-threatening, so he's going to take advantage and kill you. Amar of Yehuda, Yehuda said, "Afilu rivda the kusilta lo matzinan minayu. I don't eat. We're not even allowed to get healed from bloodletting from them." So it can't mean that. Elo ripui mamon means behemto, meaning to heal your for property, like your animals. Ripui nefashot means gufe, to heal yourself, which means you're not allowed to go to a doctor like that. Amar of Yehuda, that's why Rav Yehuda said, "Afilu rivda kusilta lo matzinan minayu." That's now is supported by Rav Yehuda said, which is that that taking care of bloodletting you can't do from them. If he gave you pharmacological advice, said this is a good medicine for you, this is a bad one, then you could do that. Why? Savar, he'll think, Shayuli Mashilo. He's gonna ask another guy too. This Jew will ask another guy. He asked me, he's gonna ask somebody else. And then I'm going to have a bad reputation because I told him something poisonous. So he'll be careful. So I'm Rav Rav Yochanan. So one way or another, Rav Yochanan said this. Safek chai, safek meit. If you're maybe going to live, maybe not going to live, en mitrapin mehen, you can't go to them because they'll kill you. Vada meit, but if you're terminal, mitrapin mehen, you can go to more comfort or whatever. Now, mate, ha'ika chayisha. What do you mean? If you're for sure going to die, nonetheless, you could have your life extended, and this guy might kill you on the spot. The answer is l'chayisha lo chayshinan. We're not that. That's not a consideration. The fact that you may live a few extra moments, a few extra hours. By the way, this piece is very significant in contemporary halachic medical ethics. End of life issues. Who said that we're not concerned about a few hours? Dichtiv, we have the following story about the famous four Mitzoraim that were outside of the camp. The Gemara and Sanhedrin identified as Gehazina's three sons were outside of the camp and they were starving and everybody was starving and they saw that the Arami camp was empty and they said, we'll go in and get some food. Listen. In the city in Shomron, everybody's dying of starvation, so we're dead anyways. So let's go to the Aramim. If they're there, they'll kill us, and if not, then we'll get some food. How could they do that? After all, by going into the camp, they may be killed right away. And the answer is that extending your life a few moments doesn't make much of a difference. And that's not something we consider. So Meitave, watch this challenge. Lo yisavi ten adam im aminim. You shouldn't do business with the mean. And you shouldn't take ripui from him, even if it means to extend your life a little bit. There's a story about Rabbi Shmuel's nephew, who was bitten by a snake. We met him already. He was a guy who carried around some of Jesus' teachings. He came to heal him. Rabbi Shmuel didn't let him. And the kid said, Rabbi Shmuel, achi. Leave him alone, let me get some healing from him. And I'll prove to you it's mutar. And before he was able to do that, he died. Rishwael said, happy you should be my nephew. You died in purity. You did not violate what your colleagues said, that you can't get a ripui from them. Even if it's an issue of chayesha'at. Right? In other words, this guy could have been healed from the snake wound. But by having the min come, if the min would kill him, so he's going to die a few minutes earlier. Otherwise, that means that even if it's vaday mate, you shouldn't get ripui from him, because the few minutes he could live, that this guy will cut off. Why, what did your friend say? Now, what's cute about this is that if you violate the fence of the Chachamim, the Nachash, which we understand stands for Nidu, Icherem, and Shamta, meaning that you will be affected by the Rabbanan's snake, which is the excommunication, you didn't violate that, and you died in peace. So Shani Minut Tamashcha, the answer is no, Minut's different, because if we let a Min get to us, he'll try to influence us. And I want to call him simply a question of dying. So if he comes to you, you have a Safek. One way or another, I'm going to die. So either I'm going to die 5 minutes earlier, or an hour earlier, or the possibilities could heal me. So that's a risk we're taking. But with a Minut, we don't allow it. So that's why Bishmael did that. And then this guy is going to die believing in some other religion. Okay, now, Amar Mar, let's look back at the story. So what's interesting about this, what do you mean? He did get bit by a snake. Not the snake of the Rabbanon, but by the snake of that bit him. So the answer is, Chivir Rabbanon lately asuta klal. The difference is that the Rabbanon snake has no healing. A snake could bite you, and there's a way to heal it. The Rabbanon may bite you, there's no way to heal it without getting the Shamta lifted. No, Ave have the Maimar, so what should he have answered back? What would the kid have answered back before he died, except he died? V'chaim b'hem. V'loshem u'tbahem. The Torah says, the Torah is given to live, not to die. So what would Yishmael answer back? So Hanimila Vitzinar, Yishmael famously in the Sugya of Kiddush Hashem in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet, says that you do anything necessary to save your life and in violating the law, that's privately. But if it's public, not, and evidently this story happened publicly, people saw him there. The Tanya, this is the piece. How do we know that if they tell you, this is Rishmael Shita, that either you worship Avodah Zarah, we're going to kill you. How do I know that he should worship the Avodah Zarah and not die? The Torah is given to live. You don't have to die for Torah. I might think that these even applies in public. Do not disgrace my name, but toch b'nei Israel publicly. Oh, so therefore, there you have to give it. And this story evidently happened publicly. So here's the parameter. Any wound that's severe enough that would violate Shabbos to heal him, that's severe enough that we don't go to the goyim for. That's considered ripui nefashot. Sorry, they're considered so severe that we don't go to them. So it's at odds with Rabbi Yehuda, who said you can't go to them for anything. The other version is, kol makah shel chalal, any makah that's inside the body, ein mitrapin mehen, you can't go to them. So my benayu, what's the difference in practicality? Gava regel, a wound that's on the back of the hand or on the back of the foot. It's not internal. We consider them as serious as an internal injury, but in reality, they're not inside. So if you just follow the first version, which is any makah which is so serious that you're mechalal Shabbat for it, then you would violate Shabbat, then you would say you can't go to the goyim. But on the other hand, if you said it has to be internal to say you can't go to them, for a wound like that, you could go to them. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up now at the top of Daf Chavchet Amud Aleph and take it all the way to the end of this discussion in the next podcast. And we should have a wonderful day.